I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WISO Today for Wednesday, March 18th. Governor Mike DeWine has signed a bill banning communities from adopting ranked choice voting. That's a process that allows voters to rank candidates in order of preference instead of choosing just one. State House correspondent Joe Ingles reports that while it was bipartisan, a lot of Democrats were opposed.
Majority Republicans and a handful of Democrats supported the ban on ranked choice voting, which DeWine signed without a statement. Republican Representative Ron Ferguson said in the House floor debate that ranked multiple candidates is a threat to election integrity.
Banning ranked choice voting ensures one person, one vote. We aren't voting for three or four or five people. We're voting for one person.
Backers of ranked choice voting have claimed it reduces partisanship in elections and gives voters more say. Only two states use ranked choice voting, but this law will prevent local governments in Ohio from using the process that a handful of Ohio communities had been considering. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
Montgomery County commissioners are taking the next steps to purchase land for a new job and training center. It'll be at Forest Park in Harrison Township. It's near a major corridor and close to other county facilities, such as Children's Services and the Stillwater Center on Main Street. County leaders say the new job and training center at Forest Park will create a direct connection between employment opportunities for residents while supporting operational efficiency and future growth. Currently, the county leases space at the job center from St. Vincent de Paul. For the past decade, it spent more than $40 million on rent and renovations to the building. Now the county will enter a 90-day due diligence period, which will include surveys, inspections, and reviews of environmental and soil conditions. Pending the results of those reviews, the county expects to close on the property this summer. After spending decades farming organic products and selling them across Yellow Springs and Dayton, Doug Siebert of Peach Mountain Organics is retiring. While the future of the business owned by Siebert and Leslie Garcia is uncertain, Siebert says he's preparing for a big move out west. WISO's Shea Frank has more.
Farming hasn't always been 75-year-old Doug Siebert's primary employment, but he says it's been his calling. He started working in a toxicology lab before transitioning to more hands-on outdoor labor in 1973. It wasn't until the late 90s that Siebert started working the land at Peach Mountain Organics. The 20-acre farm in Spring Valley became his and Leslie Garcia's long-term home.
We got publicity really early on from Ann Heller. She was a food editor for the Dayton Daily, and she kind of put us on the map.
From there, businesses in Yellow Springs and Dayton started sourcing organic goods from Peach Mountain Organics, including the Winds Cafe, Meadowlark, and the former Kitty's Restaurant. Siebert says they also built a strong customer base at local farmers markets in Yellow Springs and the former Wiggers and Gardens Market in Dayton. But after years of labor, Siebert and Garcia are looking to other pursuits. For Siebert, that means moving to Chimacum, Washington to help out his son's family on their own farm, and spend more time with his grandson.
I'm more about just trying to get things straightened up here, and because, you know, we're not getting any younger.
Garcia says she will continue to provide flowers to Dorothy Lane Market while they finish cleaning up the farm, which she may stay on after Siebert moves. As for Siebert, farmers markets will still see some of his crop before he packs up for Washington. For WYSO News, I'm Shea Frank.
An Ohio senator has introduced legislation to more strictly regulate minors' access to online games. It comes weeks after the death of Haley Busby, a 17-year-old from Indiana. State House correspondent Sarah Donaldson reports that the Ohio man charged in connection with her death allegedly met her through online games.
GOP Senator Michelle Reynolds says Busby's case is why gaming sites need to verify ages and ask parents for permission before letting minors on.
The reality is that we're raising children in a digital age, an age where you don't necessarily see who their friends are because they have friends online. But you cannot monitor what a system hides.
But a federal court rendered Ohio's 2023 law requiring age verification for social media sites unconstitutional. Haley's law has additional measures, including grooming education requirements, a statewide community security camera registry, and the creation of the Pink Alert for cases that might not meet Amber Alert criteria. Sarah Donaldson at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.
The broadband internet network in Western Ohio has been expanded to connect more than 20,000 homes and businesses. This expansion includes previously unserved or underserved areas in Auglaize, Champaign, Clark, Clinton, Dark, Fayette, Greene, Miami, Montgomery, Preble, and Shelby counties. The project was supported by Broadband Ohio's Residential Broadband Expansion Grant Program. 8 years ago, an estimated 300,000 Ohio homes did not have access to broadband. Today, that number is about 60,000 homes. The Dayton Daily News reports that this milestone is part of a multi-year, roughly $7 billion effort by Spectrum and parent company Charter Communications to install high-speed internet in rural homes. Look for a chance of snow showers and rain showers today. Rain showers as temperatures get above freezing by this afternoon. We're looking for high today in the lower 40s. It should be dry the rest of the week with temperatures working their way back up around 70 for this weekend. And so far, the weekend looks nice and dry. And that's WYSO Today for Wednesday, March 18th. I'm Mike Fraser.